Hello, Shinmire friends, the High and Honey and Almond Cream program. Starring George Burns and Hines Honey, Gracie Allen, with Frank Barker, Ray Noble, the Union Pacific Band, and Truman Bradley speaking.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Well, before we start, I want to tell our listeners that we're here in Omaha, Nebraska for Gracie's convention, which will be held Friday night. Right now, we're broadcasting from the Exarban Coliseum in front of thousands of people.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful to stand up here and look out into those wide open faces.
I want to thank Omaha for its wonderful reception, and that goes for all the towns and cities along the way.
Oh, yes, and we traveled on the presidential special.
That's right.
And oh, what service on the Union Pacific, and what a train. Well, in honor of it, George has been wearing nothing but railroad ties.
Gracie, aren't you thrilled? Everybody here in costume, thousands of men wearing beards.
Oh, yes, it's a hair-raising experience.
You said it.
Oh, well, I'm all in some howling fever. Oh, there's one. Fever.
Fever? What's that?
Well, it's a game everybody plays. If you see a man with a beard and you howl fever, it's 5 points. And if you see a man with a mustache, it's only 3 points.
Well, what would you get for a face like mine?
A mask.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Say, George, one of those whiskerinos took me home last night.
Did he make a fuzz over you?
Well, I had to kiss him through a straw.
Well, Muff said. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the members of our cast. First, our announcer, Truman Bradley. Well, Truman, what have you got to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Chamber of Commerce, citizens of Nebraska and friends, it fills me with great pleasure to say that you can get to any toilet goods counter in 10, 25, 50 cent sizes.
Truman, we traveled thousands of miles to get here. Didn't you forget something?
Oh, yes. Also the dollar sign.
Well, that's fine. And now I want you to meet our romantic tenor.
Fever.
Fever, quiet. Frank Walker.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank the Secretary of State for this introduction.
I'm not the Secretary of State.
I don't know. You look like Hull to me.
Frank, you said that 2 weeks ago.
Well, you better have an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often.
And now I want you to meet our orchestra leader, Ray Noble.
Thanks awfully. And I want to thank the Secretary of Agriculture.
All right, so I'm the Secretary of Agriculture. What's the joke?
Well, I don't quite know, George, and I'm working on it.
Ray, are you nuts?
You'd better think up an answer for that, brother, because I'm going to hear that often.
Say, Gracie, I hear at the Indian village last night the chief white buffalo hired inducted you into the tribe.
Oh, yes, my new Indian name is Princess Malajo.
It's too bad they didn't do anything for George.
Oh, well, don't worry, Truman. In his happy hunting ground, Sitting Bull is watching over George. Because when I'm in the White House, he'll be sitting pretty.
Truman, did you know that Jim Farley was made a member of the Omaha tribe?
Yeah, but they scalped him.
That's rather a bold statement. Come in.
Oh, Fever.
Quiet. What is it, mister?
Miss Allen, here are the 19,000 straws you ordered.
19,000 straws?
Oh, well, I'm going out in the audience and take a straw vote, if you know what I mean.
I think I know it.
Sort of a mouth-to-mouth canvas.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Miss Allen, as they say in Omaha, ta-ta.
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 Ta-ta-ta, 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 ta-ta-ta.
Where did that come from?
From the picture of the same name.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet the rest of our cast. And here they are, Bubble Kelly.
Thank you, and I'm very glad to be here. You know, I was born in this part of the country.
Where, Bubbles?
Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Well, that's you all over.
Now, you better be careful with those tracks, partner. I've got a gun. And when I shoot straight from the hip.
What's the way out there?
You know, Bubbles is really worth the wait and go.
Now, wait a minute. Fun is fun, but I'm tired of this. I think I've got a little beef coming.
Oh, congratulations, boy or girl.
You know, Bubbles never gets off. Look at her. Isn't that a pretty face?
Oh, you know, I love to watch Bubbles laugh. There's so much of her has a good time.
As a matter of fact, the freight agent of the Union Pacific, come in.
Mr. Burns?
Yes?
Me Indian Brave.
Indian Brave?
Me got arrow.
Arrow?
Yes.
Where's your bow?
In my hair.
Well, is there anybody in this program that isn't a complete imbecile?
Oh, coming, old boy.
I was afraid of that.
Gracie, I bought you a present.
From Omaha?
No, from me.
Oh, I just can't wait to unwrap it. Why, it's beautiful. Oh, Ray, you shouldn't have done it. Look, George, this will take your breath away.
Well, what is it?
A package of Tencent.
Ray, don't you ever think of bringing a nice present to a girl?
Well, George, once I took a box of chocolates to a girl, and we sat in the parlor, and she turned down the light.
What happened?
I couldn't find the chocolate.
You know, George, I met a girl last night who was nuts about you, and I just couldn't help making a date for you.
Well, thanks, Frankie.
Yes, and she's a very important person, too. You know, she wants you to take her down to the Jubilee ceremonies.
Golden spikes?
Oh, she's got a mouth full of them.
Frank.
Beaver.
Quiet. With those beavers. Frank, I can dig up my own girls.
Yeah, that's the way they look.
Frank, if you think you can rib me, you're silly. You've got about as much chance of burning me up as Gracie has of being elected.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't think I'm going to be elected, huh?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, I'll show you. Oh, all you ladies in the audience who are in favor of seeing me in the White House, please hold your husbands up in the air.
Wow, what a super value. High and Honey and Almond Cream, big dollar size, only 49 cents. Let me tell you, this is the biggest bargain Heinz has ever offered. Never before have you been able to walk up to a toilet goods counter, lay down only 49 cents, and in return get the big dollar-sized Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. This big economy bottle contains more than twice as much lotion as the regular 50-cent-sized Heinz. Now's the time for you to get all the Heinz lotion you need for the summer to help those red, rough hands look prettier, to comfort tender skin after shaving, and to soothe sunburn. You get more than double the usual amount of lotion for your money in this Heinz Autograph Special. And you also get a Gracie Allen autograph. It's on the bottle and it's detachable. This amazing money-saving offer on Heinz Honey and Almond Cream will last for a short time only, so don't waste time thinking about getting Heinz. Go out and get it. Ask at any toilet goods counter for Heinz 49 cent special, the dollar size for only 49 cents. For only a little while longer, 49 cents. And now, Frank Parker. Tonight, Frank has chosen a special convention song written by Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer. It's called On Behalf of the Visiting Fireman. Frank?
Blow me down, look at Boston Town. Have a care, there's one over there. Say, how have you been, and how's the Mexican? Fellas, look who just blew in. On behalf of the visiting firemen from Kansas City, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentlemen, dressed up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, call the governor of Carolina. On behalf of the visiting firemen of any city, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the visiting firemen from Nome, Alaska, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentlemen who live in old Nebraska, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, or the governor of Carolina, on behalf of the visiting firemen from California, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of our presidential candidate, Miss Gracie Allen, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of old Georgie Burns, dressed up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Like the governor of Carolina, call the governor of Carolina. On behalf of our presidential candidate, Miss Gracie Allen, let's have a smile on me. me. One little half of the gentleman and stop of the old octavin, and have a smile on me. One little half of old Alvin Johnson, pick up that looking pretty, let's make it two or three. Though the men wear whiskers about an inch or two, it's a style so there is nothing else to do. On behalf of the gentlemen and sponsors of the old Octavin, let's have a smile on it.
Frank, how can you hold a note so long?
Say, I'm a Kenny Baker with muscles.
I'm more like a Nelson Eddy without riders.
Oh, George, I forgot to tell you, I was out with a fellow last night, and he's coming up here to tell everybody who's going to nominate me Friday night.
Is that so?
Yeah, you know, I've never been nominated before.
I know.
Oh, well, my daddy is half nominated all the time.
Yes, telling me. Where did you meet this fellow that's coming up?
At the other end of a straw.
At the other end of a straw. Well, who is he?
Mayor Butler.
Mayor Butler of Omaha?
And after I paid for the soda, she said to me...
Just a minute. You met Mayor Butler?
Well, yeah, last night. And we were both talking about running the government, and we laughed so much I fell out of the hammock.
Out of a hammock?
Yeah, oh boy, can he swing it.
Swing it? You were in a hammock with the mayor?
Of course.
Well, while this was going on, where was Governor Cochran?
Well, who do you think was pushing the hammock?
Gracie, where did you meet the mayor?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
That happens to be a hot number.
So is the song.
Look, Gracie, all I want to know, is Mayor Butler really coming up here tonight?
Well, if he isn't there, I never live to see a third term.
Well, if the mayor is really coming up here, I better get a little speech ready to introduce him. Say, boy, see how this sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha, honored guests and friends, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me.
Hey, George, you want to see the mayor do a one-step.
One-step?
Yeah, one-step and it's finished.
Too danced out, huh?
Yeah, just a little plump.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Beaver!
Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Beaver... I mean, Beavers of Omaha...
Beavers of Beaver.
Beavers of... please, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me.
Hey, Gracie.
What is it, Bubble?
I'm not feeling well. I've got a pain.
Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me. Hello?
Why don't you shut up?
Wise guy. If he were here, I'd punch him right in the nose.
You'd punch who in the nose?
Wonder what took him so long. I was only kidding, you see.
I'd call him Beaver and you'll get 5 points.
Call me Beaver?
No, nice beard you've got on there, buddy. You know, once I had a beard like yours, but I cut it off.
Yeah, once I had a face like yours, but I couldn't cut it off, so I grew this beard.
What's wrong with my face?
You better have an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the mayor will love your speech.
Thanks. Ladies.
Well, you ought to hear the speech he made last night.
What did he say?
Well, he said, gypsy, gypsy, peasant, and love, great big mayor.
That's a pretty silly speech.
Well, the old gray mare ain't what he used to be.
I suppose Governor Cochran was still pushing the hammock while this was going on.
No, he was busy snapping his bubble gum.
Gracie, are you sure the mayor's coming up?
Well, I'm positive, sir.
I must get up with the speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech for me.
Yes, Ray.
Does Mayor Butler give you presents like I do?
Why, Ray Noble, I believe you're jealous.
Well, not anymore. I've been naturalized.
Naturalized? Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
Boys, will you listen to this speech, please? Ladies and gentlemen.
And George is right. If Mayor Butler is coming up here and George is trying to get a speech ready, why, the least we can do is listen to him.
Yeah, fun is fun and George isn't.
Yes. Quiet.
And I mean it. Now, let's give him a chance. And if anyone opens his mouth, I leave.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not
here. George, that was pretty rotten of Frank to build you up and walk out on you. Why, I'd be burned up, too, if I were telling people that Hines, Honey, and Almond Queen made rough red hands soft, smooth, and white, and somebody walked out on me between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Where does he get
all that? Right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'll go out and get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha.
George, what? George, look, there he is.
Who, the mayor?
No, Beaver.
Look, Gregory, if anybody yells that word once more, I'm going to leave.
What word?
Beaver. That's it. I'm going.
Gracie, I'll tell you a secret if it went to this huge crowd.
I can take a hint. So long.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Oh, yes. Especially in Omaha. Do you like my convention?
Yeah, you got pretty eyes, too.
Oh, you have, too.
Two what? Two eyes?
Yes, but your ears are more outstanding.
I say thanks awfully.
Say, Ray, I've got a choked-up feeling inside, and it's hard to talk.
Is it love?
No, it's my girdle. Ray, did you ever dream of having a home?
Yeah.
With me?
No, with the FHA. You know, I'm building a home, and all I need now is a wife.
Well, why don't you get a wife?
Well, how about you?
Oh, I'd rather get a husband.
Would you rather that I had a beard than just my face?
Yes, wouldn't you?
Yes, but it would take so long to raise a beard.
Well, how long did it take to raise your face?
Oh, a long, long time.
Oh, it's a long, long face. When you were a boy, did you ever have mumps?
No, only marbles.
Oh, mumps, are they as painful as marbles?
Well, I don't know. I've never sat on mumps, you see. Oh.
I'd like to sit on mumps, and I'd like to eat crackers in bed.
You get a bang out of them?
Only if they're firecrackers.
You know, Gracie, when I get married, I'd like an ivy-covered shack where the roses bloom all year long and the sun shines all the day.
Oh, I know just the place.
Where?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
And now we hear the Union Pacific Band under the direction of Dante Pasciotti playing the Old Gray Mare.
Gentlemen, you just heard a 50-piece Union Pacific man who, by the way, made the train trip with us all the way from Los Angeles to Omaha. And, boys, that was really grand.
You know, George, every one of them is a union man.
Do they hold union cards, Frank?
I'll say they do. I lost $80 to them on the train trip.
Oh.
Uncle George, I was at Creighton University yesterday, and I went through the fraternity houses, and I had more fun. In fact, I must write a letter of thanks to the principal.
Gracie, colleges don't have any principal.
Oh, no wonder I had such fun.
The name of the fraternity was probably Beta Lake and Ever.
Oh, well, on my way, yes. On my way to Creighton University, Mayor Butler fell off my handlebars.
Look, Gracie, why don't you lay off Mayor Butler?
Well, why should I lay him off? He's doing a swell job.
Oh, George, I went through Boys Town yesterday, and you know what surprised me the most?
No, what?
You know, it's full of boys.
Well, what did you expect?
Oh, a bigger laugh.
A bigger laugh, huh? Well, things were bad all over. Boys, I've got to rehearse this speech. Mayor Butler's coming up, isn't he?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'd better get this ready. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, the citizens of Omaha, come in.
George Burns and Gracie Allen?
I'm sorry, but we're in the middle of a speech, you see.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know.
I want to welcome you and Miss Allen and the rest of your troop to Omaha.
Well, that's nice of you, kid, but you see, we're busy. Any minute now, I've got to introduce the mayor of Omaha, and I'm rehearsing my speech, but you wouldn't know about that.
What are you going to say, Mr. Burns?
Well, listen to the... Oh, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Omaha, honored guests and friends, I know that you're not here to listen to a speech from me, but without further delay, it gives me great pleasure to present Mayor Butler of Omaha.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. You're Mayor Butler?
Well, I ain't Yehudi.
Gracie! Gracie, why didn't you tell me this was Mayor Butler? I thought you knew him.
Well, I didn't recognize him without the hammock.
Without the hammock?
Yes.
What hammock?
Well, what I mean is, this isn't the man who was with me last night.
Well, who was?
Well, what happened was I was in a hammock with a man, and I told him I was the next president of the United States, and he said, well, if you're the next president of the United States, then I'm Mayor Butler.
I say.
Oh, it's all right. I'm delighted to meet you and Miss Allen. And on behalf of the great metropolis of Omaha, I want to take this opportunity to welcome the surprise party candidate and her entire company, and to extend our heartfelt felicitations. And furthermore, Beaver?
Mr. Mayor, where did you pick up that word beaver?
Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut.
I don't know. Am I nuts?
You'd better get an answer for that, brother. You're going to hear it often. And furthermore, on behalf of the citizens of Omaha, I would like to ask Miss Allen a few questions about her platform.
Why, Mayor Butler, is it showing?
Forget the formality. Call me Dan.
Oh, now, please. You know, you're not allowed to say Dan on the radio.
Don't mind her, Your Honor.
That's all right, Mr. Burns. I think she's very amusing.
There's a big way here. We can build an auditorium. What is his wife?
Miss Allen, would you give me an angle on how to run the government?
Oh, well, now, what does your wife think?
I'm not married.
Oh, say, he's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I'm in the White House, I'm going to make you Secretary of the Interior so we can have some X-ray pictures taken together.
Gracie, please.
Miss Allen, if you're elected, will you bring back prosperity?
Oh, Danny, for you, I'd do anything.
That's a load off his mind.
Miss Allen, are you in favor of treaties with Europe and Asia?
Well, no. I'd rather have treaties with sugar and cream. Of course, if you like oatmeal. But personally, I like mush.
Yes, mush is very good with Europe and Asia.
Miss Allen, what do you think of Senator Wagner's latest proposal?
Oh, well, I turned him down. You're more my type.
Gracie, please, after all, he's the mayor.
Miss Allen, what are you going to do about the Federal Reserve?
Oh, if you like them, Danny, I'll be glad to put up a few jobs.
Look, will you stop, please?
Miss Allen, I know you won't have any trouble with the Senate after you're elected, but will you be able to manage the House?
Oh, Danny, boy, for you, I'd even scrub floors.
Look, don't mind her, Mr. Mayor.
Have you got an aspirin, brother?
Well, yes, I always carry them, Your Honor.
Would you mind getting me a glass of water?
Oh, gladly, Your Honor.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Oh,
Some many household jobs are terribly hard on your hands. They look red and sandpapery, your fingers rasp on everything you touch. But don't give up. You can help your hands definitely and quickly. Even one application of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream leaves your hands feeling smoother, looking softer. And don't forget, right now you can save money on Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Right now and for only a little while longer, you can get the big dollar size of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream for only 49 cents. A super value. The dollar bottle of Heinz is always a money-saving value, but now at 49 cents, it's the kind of buyer's opportunity that you can't miss. And in addition to saving over 50 cents on Heinz, you also get a Gracie Allen autograph. It's on the bottle and it's detachable, ready to go into your autograph collection. Hurry up now. Get Heinz autograph special while the getting is good. The big dollar size for only 49 cents. What a bargain it is. So go out and buy Heinz Honey and Almond Cream at half price right now while this 49 cent special lasts.
Well, Gracie, sing a little song.
Vocal Gracie, she's the best little skipper in the land. Vocal Gracie, Vocal Gracie, won't you please give the little girl a hand at me? Even big politicians don't know what to do. Gracie doesn't know either, but neither do you. So Vocal Gracie, who's in the presidential race, 112. That's right, you can't go wrong. Vocal Gracie, keep holding all the long.
Keep holding all the long. Keep holding all the long.
My friend, are you for Gracie? Well, thanks. Would you like to hear Greg Foster sing my song?
Oh, Gracie! Oh, Figaro, Figaro! Oh, Gracie, there's something you ought to know. I'm for Gracie, to lead the boys to marry Paisley, 100 minutes long.
That's right, you can't go wrong. Oh, Gracie, now, who'd like to hear George sing a chorus?
Thanks. I'll vote for Gracie, so I could be by myself. Please vote for Gracie, then I'll be happy on the shelf. If she's elected, I'll be neglected. Then I can stay home and play solitaire and get that silly dame out of my hair.
I'll bring honor and fame to the feminine sex. If you can write your name, you can go to the next.
Are only 10 cents and 39 cents each, and let me tell you, they're filled with the finest hand cream that Heinz can make. Fluffy, fragrant, not a bit sticky. Ask for Heinz hand cream at the nearest toilet goods counter, and get the Heinz lotion special, too. The dollar size for only 49 cents.
Come on, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, good night. And I want to thank Mayor Butler for being so nice and joining in the fun. And to show my appreciation, Mayor Butler, I've got something for you.
Oh.
Good night, all. This is Truman Bradley speaking. Tonight's Burns and Allen show is broadcast through Columbia's Omaha station, KOIL. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.